It's very important for us because, of course, we have a big summit coming in September, which is addressing the large movements of refugees and migrants. And that's why it's important, because of all the large movements there have been over the last year, large and coming all at once, and so overwhelming the systems. So we hope to make some recommendations in September, and what goes on here and the discussions that are had here, we hope will feed into those that we're going to have in September. We come out with some good recommendations and some commitments from the governments around the world.
What are your expectations in terms of outcomes or commitments to alleviate the plight of refugees and migrants during this summit?
In this summit?
Yes.
There's so many panels that are on this issue. We hope to be on some of them. We're on the displacement panel. So I think it'll be very useful for us to see what already comes out here, so then we can build on those and go further. Because now a lot of the discussions we're having, people are still very worried about the numbers and about more coming this summer. We think that's true, and we need to get everything under, not control, but we need to manage it.
So what steps precisely should be taken between the summit and September, this high-level meeting?
We're hoping for a lot of advocacy to come out of the summit, and the people become a lot more aware because they will have been having the discussions and maybe learned some new things. And we hope that we'll have more people talking about the issue and pressing their governments also to make the right decisions in September.
What do you hope will come out of the roundtable, leaving no one behind?
Well, that's a very good message, and that's one of our messages for September summit as well, is that we have to look after everyone. This is a universal problem. People are on the move, more people are going to be on the move, and people only move when they really need to. People don't leave their countries just for fun. They do because of poverty or conflict, or they're being persecuted. So both refugees and migrants, for different reasons, have good reasons to move, and we hope that that's more and more understood. And we don't think there's a problem. We think that it can work, and these are people that make a big contribution to the countries where they go. And if everybody realizes that, then that's the biggest ask we can have.
What is the best way to raise awareness about the plight of refugees and migrants?
We have to use all means possible. We have to use the media, we have to use social media, we have to use the conferences that have been going on this year leading up to the summit in September. And the message is that the refugees and migrants make a big contribution to the countries where they go, and often the countries from which they come, because they'll send remittances back, so there's help on both sides.